It's a gorgeous early spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are comfortable. There has been a bit of a breeze today, though it's not too windy. And of course, it has been bright this afternoon. There are just a few high clouds mixing in. The weather looks good in the coming hours, so if you are looking to get out for a little bit, maybe go for a walk or a hike, of course, while maintaining your social distancing, the weather's not going to be a problem at all. It is starting to chill down a bit, especially as we get closer to sunset, so you may want to have a jacket with you. And as we move into tonight, it'll be partly cloudy. There will be times where it may turn overcast. There's a little disturbance coming through, and there is a small chance for a passing flurry or a passing sprinkle tonight, but that's not going to be a concern. Lows will be in the 30s for most, so it'll be a cool night, though that's not too cold given the time of year. And tomorrow is going to be another really nice spring day. We'll see sunshine. A few clouds will mix in from time to time, though it looks like the sun should win out tomorrow, so it'll be another great day to spend some time outside and try to get some fresh air and maybe even open up the windows a little bit. The pollen levels are going to be high tomorrow. Tree pollen, that's what we're dealing with this time of year. So if you have seasonal allergies, you're noticing that already. The other thing I will mention is sunblock is an important reminder this time of year. It's not really too hot yet, but the sun angle is the same as around early September. So you can get a sunburn even though it's not too hot. It's not about the temperature, it is about the sun angle. Then we jump ahead to tomorrow night and Wednesday. There's the chance for some showers tomorrow night into Wednesday. I don't think Wednesday is going to be a complete washout, but it's going to be damp at times, and the clouds may be tough to break. And with that, temperatures will be cooler on Wednesday, running largely in the 40s to low 50s. And then on Thursday, another storm will come into the area, and that's going to bring us the chance for some rain, maybe snow in the mountains. We'll see how that plays out. And it looks like Thursday will be on the chilly side with temperatures in the 40s to low 50s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 28 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 28 to 36. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and cool, lows in the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers at times, cooler, with highs in the 40s to low 50s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.